and you can cut it, you can slice it into, you know, just finger size shapes.
Whoa, that was a close one.
I couldn't get my word out.
You
Finger
almost got a word out.
size shapes.
Shapes.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Well, let's just jump in. Hey, everybody, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome to episode 92 of Designer
Welcome to
Cornbread.
92.
Welcome to 90. Good one, Joni. Good one. Again, since it's summer schedule, we are recording at 10 in the morning. So I feel we're perkier.
I've already gotten up and walked and run.
Oh, you ran?
I ran.
Why'd you do that?
I don't know. Because.
Was someone chasing you?
No. No. I got the butt pellet. And I feel better.
Okay. Okay.
Feel better.
We need a total update. Okay. But before you do that, that reminds me of a meme I saw where, or like a video. I don't know what you're supposed to call them anymore. I think it's a meme. And it was the caption said, the kind of personal trainer I need. And it's a guy bursts into this woman's bedroom with a chainsaw and a mask and like revs it up and she jumps up out of the bed and he just chases her around the neighborhood. And then at the end, he like tells her time and she's like, so anyway,
done.
That's how I'm going to run if necessary, but give us an update on the butt pellet. And for those of you who haven't heard, give us an update of what it is.
Okay. So what this is, it's hormone replacement therapy. And so I went in, I just had been exhausted. I mean, and not myself. Mm-hmm. And so I have a lot of friends who've done this and they've all raved about it. And I thought, okay, things have gotten out of control. Let's give it a shot. Mm-hmm. So I went in, you go in and you have an extensive blood panel done. And then in 10 days you come back and they look at all your blood work and they make, it's all bio pellet. It's not any of the synthetic stuff. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so this is from we've got a little shop here called Flourish and they're all natural. Everything is, you know, just really great.
What a blessing you have that in
small town.
That's a huge blessing. Okay.
Anyway, so they did, I mean, they checked thyroid, cholesterol, blood sugars, everything. And then all the hormones. Turns out I have like zero hormones in my body. No, yeah. I mean, it's not that bad, but it was really low.
When people are like accusing her of being hormonal, they're wrong.
Yeah, it was not. It was, I ain't got none. Anyway, so what they do is, and so they go in and you have a choice. You don't have to do the pellet. It's just more effective. You can do, they're like gels and things that you, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, you know, rub on anyway.
But anything that's going to get into your bloodstream more quickly is going to probably work more quickly.
Right. Okay. So they cut a little, just a little slit in your hip and they insert two pellets. One was the estrogen and one was the testosterone.
Oh, okay. And so they're separate. I wondered how separate. I thought they just mixed it all in there. Okay. Yes.
And then they mix up the compound for an oral progesterone.
Okay.
That I take. And I will tell you the first night, I mean, she said, your family may start to notice in 2 weeks. But I think she was assuming, you know, because part of all this is that you're in a terrible mood and you're anxious and you're irritable.
That makes
and
me laugh that they're your family's going to be happy in 2 weeks.
But I really have not been irritable. I think maybe anxious, but only like during school when I'm trying to get things done.
I think from your, if you'd like a personal opinion.
Yes,
on
go
you.
Ahead.
I think you cover well. I think you've covered your maybe irritability. I think you cover it well because you're
I'm Southern.
Because you, well, yeah, you're just kind and you know what I'm saying? Some people cover really well. And I think you've done that, but you know, so.
So I didn't, but I will tell you the first night. I mean, so I'm not expecting, she said, you probably won't notice anything for about a month. And she said, and in 2 months, you're really going to feel like yourself. So I will go back. This is just this first round. I'll go back in a month and they'll retake my blood just to see if they've got the levels right. And if not, then they add whatever they need to add. And that's for free because they got it wrong the first time.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So anyway, but the first night I woke up, or the next morning I woke up and I felt like I had slept. I mean, I felt rested. And I don't know. And if, you know, if you don't have this problem, then you don't have any idea what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. It's probably really been since before my kids were born. Yeah.
Yep.
You know, since kids I was probably 6 months pregnant, 6 months pregnant, I probably have not woken up and felt like I've slept.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, let's get up. Let's go. What are we doing?
Far and few between.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I got up and I was like, what are we going to do today? And you very well know me. In the mornings, I'm like, don't talk to me.
Yes.
I hadn't had two. I got to have 2 cups of coffee.
Yes.
Do not talk to me. I am dragging. I am. But I mean, I jumped out of bed like a rabbit. I was like, let's go. What are we doing?
What the heck do you? Okay. And so realistically.
So
that might have been placebo effect.
No, I really don't think it was because.
Really?
I really don't think it is. But I do think that is, you get that from the progesterone.
Oh, yeah.
And that's an oral, since I took that orally, that really got in my system well.
That could be,
so
for sure.
I feel like that was the, but now I haven't had, I can't compare that because the next day I had a really bad sinus headache and it carried on into the night. And so that was kind of a restless, I just didn't feel good.
Right.
And then, let's see, when did, that was Friday, Saturday night. So Sunday night, I mean, Monday I got up pretty rested, felt pretty good again, no big deal. Last night I had nightmares. So I've been, today maybe a pool day.
I think it definitely is.
I got the exercise out of the way because I knew I would collapse. I did. I dreamed that the kids were little and there was a big festival or something downtown and John Garrett just disappeared. And we never could find him. And I woke up panicked.
Oh my gosh.
You know, just, and I couldn't go back to sleep. And he's away at camp. So I'm like, all right, God, is something going on? So I got up and I just started praying for him. You know, so it was kind of a restless.
Our subconscious likes to mess with our.
Yeah.
Him
yeah.
being gone so, definitely has to do with, so, oh, he's gone. Yeah. yeah.
Yes. yeah. So. Anyway, so I don't really, I'm anxious to see if that continues because I was like you, like, okay, is this placebo?
But and it could be.
I really.
That's okay.
I know, I'll take it.
I mean, I'm not throwing shade on it. Give me all the, because I've had that happen. And I'm not saying, like you said, the progesterone, you're right. It absolutely could. But like the mind, once I've started a something that it is going to help me,
your mind gets on board.
I feel
with
much
it
better. Yeah. I feel better even just starting it. So I hope so. I mean, that's either way. That's great. That's wonderful.
I mean, I will say so far I have felt more like, and I've had my friends have said, you're going to feel it. I don't care what she says. You're going to feel it within a couple of days.
That's outstanding. I need to look. I'm really intrigued and I'm definitely going to look and see if there's, I would think there's something like that up here that I could, I would just assume. I've never really looked into that. And again, you know, guys,
if not,
doctors,
you may just
don't
have to come spend 2 weeks down here.
No, I'll come and I'll come back. No, I already thought about that. I'm like, I could go down there and get the first thing done and come back in 10 days. Like that's not a, you know, huge deal, but I'm sure there's somewhere up here. But it's so funny because doctors don't talk to you. At least I don't want to paint too broad of a brush because I'm sure there's some that do. I have never had a doctor. Which shows maybe I needed it. And I like my doctor right now. He's much better. he's a DO. He's a much more, what's that called? He's not an internist. So he's not just like, what's your symptom? You know, he is much more involved in kind of the team of, let's find the source. Let's kind of, you know, I won't say holistic, but closer. Anyway, yeah. And I like him, and he's very easier to talk to than ones I've had in the past. So I will give him credit for that. But there's never been a conversation. I mean, in fact, I'm going to go see him next week. You know, like instigated from him. And I'm we know we have to advocate, we have to say, but like of, hey, how, you know, he asks a lot of questions, like, how are you feeling and all that. But it's like, to understand that, like, at this age, me and every other woman on the planet might need something to figure it out and kind of to recommend that as a course. They don't really recommend it. It's just kind of like, oh, do you want to? Oh, okay, we can do that.
Well, it's like, so part of this, and I've learned this, there was a study a few years ago where the hormones caused breast cancer.
Right.
And
yeah,
mm-hmm. But it was the synthetic
replacement therapy was, yeah. And it scared a lot of people.
And it scared. Me. Yes. Yes. Yeah. But there has not been with the biological, hormone replacement therapy, mm-hmm. any of these symptoms that have come up. Who's walking in here?
JB was back.
JB is about to go to Bonnaroo. He's leaving today for Bonnaroo.
Oh my goodness. That's his favorite time of the year,
It is his favorite time.
I love it. So. I love it. Yeah, well, I'm very, I'm going to actually do some research up here and see what I can find up here. Because I've definitely had the panel. I've had full panels done before. It's been several years now. And in fact, the last one I had, I mean, I did the full Dutch test, saliva, pee, all the things. Because again, you have to ask for, you know... That's a whole, and it's not covered. You have to pay an arm and a leg.
Right.
I mean, I'll be honest. I mean, at least, you know, and, you know, we discussed this the other day briefly with Donna from Minnesota. You know, you're like, insurance doesn't cover this. I'm like, of course, it probably covers Viagra, but it don't cover this. So anyway, enough said about that. But I've had the full panels done, and you really have to add, because even what they do at the dot, like the normal thyroid stuff is not the there's another deeper thyroid, and I don't know any of the details.
Yes, and they did that. They did that here.
There's another one that is really, because a lot of people will come back fine on the one that they do on the standard, which I understand is money, and I understand they're saying, like, if we see something wrong here, then we'll pursue, you know. But I definitely have had that full panel, and to no one's surprise, my testosterone was very high.
Yeah, mine was non-existent.
Mine was high. Testosterone was really high, everything else was like fine. And I'm like, so I'm going to pursue. I'm excited. You've inspired me. So excellent. Well, speaking of sleep or not sleeping, the other it was last week sometime, and I'm sleeping, you know, trying to sleep in the bed, and Tim was out of town when he was somewhere. So, and the kids were all home, but that didn't matter anyway. And I wake up a million times a night. I can go back to sleep. Thankfully, I'll go back to sleep, but I wake up a million times. So I was kind of waking up and I hear this beep, beep, you know, from like your smoke detector when the batteries are going down. It's that sound. And I'm like, really? What the heck? It's 2:30 in the morning. I'm like, why you got to go off right now? And it's kind of soft. It's not too loud, but I can tell it's in the next, our room, our bedroom is attached to the Tim's little office. And, I can tell it's in there. And so I'm like half asleep and I'm like, can I go back to sleep with that beep? You know, you're like, can I just zone that out? And of course, absolutely not. I absolutely cannot do that. Mm-hmm. So I get up out the bed. Of course, Tim's out of town, so I can't just poke him to go do it. So I'm already triggered. And I get up and I go out into the office and it's got the wired in smoke detector in the ceiling. So I go to the dining room or the breakfast room. I grab a chair because I can't stand on Tim's desk chair because it's a rolly chair. And good Lord knows that would be That we can't, no, we're not doing that.
Just got a really good image in my head.
I know, that would have been disaster. So I can't use that chair. So I go get another chair, drag it in there, get up on the chair. Of course, I haven't turned the light on, but I pull the thing out the ceiling, but then I can't see the thing. You got to pinch to get the wires off. And so I got to get down, turn the light on, get back up, get the thing off, pop the battery out, and I just set it on Tim's desk. And I'm like, okay, I'll deal with this in the morning. Get back in the bed, get under the cover. Beep.
Oh my Beep. Gosh.
I'm like, what in the name of the zombie apocalypse is going on? What? I took the battery out of that thing. I mean, Joni, the battery's out. I'm like, what is happening? I go back in there. I'm looking at it on the desk. And I'm like, okay. I literally, my brain is not working. I'm like, the battery's out. I've killed it. It's dead. Like, what? Why? It cannot be beeping. I'm like, there's no way this can be beeping. But I'm too tired to worry. So I take it. I'm like, let me just put it way out in the mudroom by the back door. I'll put it out there. And then I came back to my room, shut my door. I'm like, okay, if it's just going to beep, I'm going to put it far away. Knowing full well that thing can't be beeping. Get back in the bed. Beep. By this time, I'm like, I'm starting to get like deranged. I'm like, what is happening? I go back in the office, open the door. And I'm standing there because I can still hear it's like close. It's too close to be in the mudroom. I'm like, no way.
Right.
And I'm standing there. I'm like, am I crazy? And I'm thinking, was it upstairs, you know, one of the other ones? And I stand there and finally I hear it again. Beep. And I look around and there's a smoke detector just sitting on Tim's shelf of his desk over there. Just beeping. Just beeping.
Okay.
So I go over. Take the battery out of that and put that on the desk and I go back to bed. It's great. It was great.
Good times.
It was good times. I mean, it was like, it was 15 minutes of me dealing with this thing. And later Thatcher was like, I heard something beeping. And I'm like, I know. It was me. And the thing was, I literally was like, is this a zombie? Like, what is happening? I was like, this cannot be beeping anymore. But no, it was another one. So.
Oh gosh.
Good times.
Timmy.
I know. I mean, like he would know it would be, you know, but
yeah,
I guess it had been working, you know, on battery power. Cause he took it down off of some other spot and probably changed the batteries. And then I don't know. It was 2:30 in the morning. I was like, why am I up on a chair?
No, I know.
What's happening? I have a hard life. The other thing, let's see, updates this week. I had an exciting update news. I posted it on the name of my little antique, my vintage booth. The Curated Chameleon. I have expanded to a second location here in St. Louis. So that was really exciting. It kind of came about quickly, as things tend to do with me. But anyway, so I have a showcase at Warson Woods Antique Gallery, if you're local. It's a fantastic, it's an antique mall gallery, but it really is, I would say, nice, more upscale kinds of things. Like you get really good, a lot of antiques, like, you know, a lot of antique malls say an antique mall, but to be an antique, you have to be 75, 100 years, over 100 years old, I think. So it used to be 75, but I think it's 100 now. Anyway, there's actual antiques. And beautiful booths, beautiful furnishings, beautiful. There's a lot of interior decorators that have booths there that, you know, they have stuff for sale. Anyway, and I've always gone there for many, many years. So, and then they have a bunch of cases, you know, nice lit locked cases. So I went ahead and got one of those because I've just got enough inventory to get to. I needed really another spot, you know, to put some things in it. And it's always good to... I mean, I feel like, you know, there's a lot of overlap, but it's a little bit different clientele. So I can put things in there that I think will really serve people, you know, that there are be looking for, but you know, there's a lot of overlap for all the things I do, but, so I whipped that together. Of course I got there with my stuff on the day to put stuff in and my cart and all my things. And I start to unload and do, and I realized I hadn't brought any stands. You know, like I do plates, you know, how you put a plate up on a stand and I brought any stand. So I threw stuff in. I like just got stuff out, threw it in there, shut it down, ran to the Hobby Lobby and got some and came back and finished. So yeah, so that was big. That was big, exciting news. The other thing I did this weekend that I've been just, I just have not been motivated. I don't know if anyone, and this happens to me.
You need a butt pellet.
I do need a butt pellet, you guys. I might need two or three. Not gonna lie. Anyway, there's a lot of reasoning behind a lot of it, but just, and June always hits me weird. I don't know why. I'm trying to like not like give power to the whatever is going on in June, but June is usually very odd for me emotionally. I don't know why. There's no reason. There's no rhyme or reason other than it's the change of, and again, my kids aren't school. Like I'm not really changing my routine. Like you do, you change your routine quite a bit. And when I had kids, the routine changed quite a bit, but anyway, I digress. So I have been collecting and buying artwork because I wanted to do in our, you know, in that back family room, the back off the kitchen. Yes. There's a big, huge wall over the couch. It's got really high, nice high ceilings. Anyway, and I've just had some mirrors up there, but I wanted to do like a gallery wall of just paintings. Mostly, it's all paintings. I think there might be one like print, and then there's a couple of, oh, there's like a needlepoint. But anyway, stuff that I've gotten at vintage at either thrift places, I've thrifted it, or a few of the things I've gotten at some antique malls that I found of just beautiful, just art that I like. It's kind of a, I don't know what kind of, the vibe is sort of, the room has a lot of plants. This is my room that has all my plants, a lot of plants and a lot of, I don't even know what to describe. It's just kind of like, I've got a cool screen up. It's kind of got a little bit of a oriental vibe, but I don't want to say like totally oriental, but like boho, bamboo-y, mid-century bamboo-y kind of vibe. I don't know, eclectic. But anyway, so the artwork kind of reflects that. I've got some tropical, you know, birds. I've got some beautiful watercolor flowers. I mean, gorgeous paintings. I got both for $5 at the thrift store.
That's great. Yeah.
I stuck them in thrifted frames and they are beautiful. So I was just like Saturday and Thatcher was still here. And cause I need help. The thing that was kind of holding me up was I needed a big piece of art. Like I wanted a kind of a, cause again, it's a big wall. So I didn't want everything just to be medium and small, although that could look really good, but I wanted sort of a big statement piece. And so I finally found that at a thrift thing. I found this big, huge square kind of faux bamboo frame with a dark green, like silk background. And then like a kid's kimono, like a beautiful Japanese little kimono. Anyway, it's like $55. I'm like,
I thought at first, I thought you said a pig.
A pig.
A pig. Oh, and I just started laughing. A pig? Like, what are you talking about?
I'm not. Who's that in the back? Get out. Go find a house. Sorry. That was Caleb. I'm sorry. Everyone listening literally is like, why is she yelling at us? I don't understand why she's telling us to get out, but okay. Anyway, all that is to say, Saturday I got it hung and it looks real good. It's a banger. I mean, it's making me really happy. So that was my productiveness. What else did you get up to last week?
Listen, I did have a moment. You know, I'm not a, you know, do it yourself, or I'm not very creative, but I created a centerpiece.
What?
I did. So this was for Bridge Club. And thankfully it's gotten canceled this week. So I don't have Bridge Club this week.
Oh, there you go. Another pool day.
Whoop, whoop. Whoop. I didn't have a centerpiece for the table and I'm looking around. Anyway, I got some, just my ball jars, you know, the caning jars.
Yeah.
And I got Caleb to paint them blue. Oh. And then in each one, and we got three of them, and put a raffia bow around it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just went out and cut some of my hydrangea. And it worked out really well.
That's very
pretty. It was very cheap and easy. And yes.
And you can use those just.
And I can use it. Yeah.
Again and again, just like mm-hmm. you had it. That's very good. Hydrangea like that in those yeah. in a glass jar. That just.
So I really wanted my white oak. And you know, I've got a big white oak leaf hydrangea, but they weren't big enough. So I put pink in there and it was fine. But
that's beautiful.
I think the white would be much better. Mm-hmm,
but, well, then anyway. You'll just have to try again later.
So I know I was pretty proud of my little.
You should be proud of yourself.
D-Y-L.
You should. D-Y-L? What's happening?
I don't know. It's
did you take
morning.
A picture?
Leave me alone. I have not yet, but I was.
Are they still out?
They're still up. They're okay, still good. The hydrangeas are beautiful.
Take a picture. I'll put it on the socials.
Okay.
You know Alrighty. How it is. How the socials were just so
yeah.
amazing. That's awesome. That sounds really cool. I have a gripe as
what?
I have something. I know you guys, everybody stop what you're doing.
I think maybe Holly needs to fake it a little bit. What is
nope,
it that you cover?
I'm not
cover.
Covering
you need
it
to
up.
Cover it
oh,
a
I
little.
I cover plenty. Y'all don't even know. Y'all have no idea. Maybe this is also a St. Louis thing. St. Louis is known, first of all, I didn't really realize this till I was kind of grown, but apparently we just have a bunch of four-way stops. Like we are like the king daddy city of four-way stop signs. They're everywhere. That's not really what I'm complaining about, but it seems like just, I don't know what it is, but apparently maybe other places don't have them as much as we do. So whatever. Four-way stops. Here's my pet peeve, you guys. It is starting to drive me actually crazy, which it's not a far drive. She's nodding. So here's the thing, guys. When we come up to the four-way stop, and this again, this is a Midwest thing, I can guarantee, because we're just so nice. Okay, we're all really pretty much. I mean, there's some lunatics, but like as culturally, so socially, we're very nice. You know, you see the memes about the oop, you go, oh no, oh you know that yeah. that's literally a lot of times.
St. Louis, yeah.
When you get to a four-way stop, of course, no one really knows the rules, which of course I do because I'm a stupid rule, Enneagram 6 rule following. Like you know, most of the time, unless the rules are stupid, and then I don't see the point and I don't follow them. But anyway, whatever. There's rules to how to do a four-way stop. It's pretty simple. Obviously, if you're the first one there, you go. If you get there at the same time, the person to the right, whoever's on the right of the people that got there, go. And if you're across from each other, obviously that doesn't apply. You can both go, right? The turn yields. No big deal, okay? It's just, it's kind of common sense. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. When people get to the four-way stop and they'll get there first and then I stop, but because of whatever reason, they don't go. They wave me to go. And I'm like, guys, I just need you to go. I just need you to go. You got there first. I'm stopped. I need you to go. Stop being nice. It's driving me up the wall.
Well, and sometimes they can be dangerous too.
It can be. And they're telling you to go. And it's like, no, it happened very, very untrafficky. Like it's no big deal. I just don't know why they're doing it. And it's driving me crazy. They'll get there and then I'll stop. Or again, I understand more if they're on the right and they don't know that. Cause I, again,
right.
know the rule. A lot of people don't, you know, I understand that. I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. But like we're across from each other. You got there first. I'm turning left and you're going straight. So already I kind of need to yield. And you're there first. And then I wait and you wait for me to stop, you know, which is fine. And then you wave for me to go. I'm like, you just need to go. You would have already been halfway through the intersection if you had just gone.
Gone.
So people, St. Louis, I need you. I understand you're very nice. You're
Somebody
so nice.
Butt pellets.
But there are not enough Somebody butt pellets in the city.
I'm going to go call and make an appointment right now.
Okay, I'll be there Monday. I know, guys. I know. And I said what I said, and I don't care. I just, we need people. Does that bother anyone else? Like, and no, is it something I should let go of? It is, but then it happens again. And again, I'm waiting, like I'm cruising in. You're already stopped. Like you can go. Like you could go and then I could have gone and we would have all been like fine. And it would have been, you wouldn't have held me up at all. But instead I stop, I wait, you look at me, you wave, you go, honey. I'm like, I'm going to cut you. I'm going to get out the car. I'm going to cut you.
Well, just go. I'm just going to go. I do. I stop at a stop sign. And if people take too long, I just go.
I do too. And that's the thing too. And that's what you have to, you learn, you do have to show initiative because people are very hesitant. They don't know what to do. They don't know how, I don't know what the deal is. Cause I don't remember this being an issue when I was a newer driver. Like I feel like people, I don't know if younger people, it's not always younger people though. It's people my age and older, they just don't know what to do. Yeah. And I'm like, guys, we have so many four-way stops. We have so many in this town. You've got to get this down. And I know there's definitely circumstances where it's a little unsure and things get a little higgly-piggly. And you know, then just be safe and do your best. Like, I get that. But for the most part, it's just not hard. It's just not hard. And you do. I'm like you. You have to be the one to take initiative because everyone will sit there and nobody knows what to do. So then I'm like, okay, I will go because we are all just going to sit here all day staring at each other.
Well, I have a question for you and I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay. I love that. I love
it. So you have survived. You have Avery who is about to get married.
Mm-hmm.
And as we know, all dynamics, everything kind of changes. So
mm-hmm.
What advice would you give to parents?
Oh, Lord.
When a child enters a serious relationship.
Oh, Lord.
Because, and I ask this because your family dynamic does change. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is, you know, they're spending more time with that person than they are at home. Mm-hmm. You have to welcome this whole new personality into your fold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'll be honest with you, I haven't had to deal with that. And, in some ways I regret that. And in some ways I'm kind of thankful for that.
So,
I mean, I'm sitting here going, okay, guys, let's get a move on. But
they will, all of a sudden it's going to happen. Know, boom, boom, boom. And you're going to be like, what?
I know, you know, and so that is, I mean, there's a whole new, you know, there are new lines to walk,
mm-hmm.
there are new, you know, personalities that you have to take in.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you don't mesh well. I mean, I've had friends and family who that, you know, the new person enters into their life and they don't really mesh well with everybody. And yeah, sometimes it's wonderful.
Yeah. And I was going to say, I think that I don't have experience with, and I cannot imagine all the experiences that we've had, even in just dating things and other things. We've definitely meshed and gotten along very well. So I can't imagine. That would be very, very hard if your child is in a serious relationship or whatnot with someone that nobody, you know, I don't know. That would be a very interesting thing to talk to someone. I mean, probably some similar words of advice or whatnot. You know, basically, I mean, here's what I think I've never really verbalized it, but here's what I think Tim and I have tried to do is number one, I think the biggest thing is we just choose to love them.
Yeah.
We just make that decision right up front, right from the beginning. We just go, yep, this is someone and we love them.
And that's a good word because you do choose to love people.
Yeah.
I mean, some are very easy to choose to love, but,
but
you do that. Love is a choice. And,
that's probably the number one. And another instance that which is not in a dating relationship, but years ago when our church had a new pastor, a church we've been involved with for a long, long time. And the founding pastor, died of cancer and it was very sad. And he, you know, was just such a gifted teacher and preacher. And anyway, it was very sad and very hard. And they did the whole search and found the new pastor and called them to come. And I remember we did it then as well. My husband was a deacon at the time, so a little more involved. But I remember he and I chose then.
Yeah.
Same thing, that we were going to love this person. Yeah. And that's not easy. Again, I'm not a super like, you got to earn my, like I can, that's not my normal default by any means, mm-hmm. but it was like, we just chose. I mean, we were over at the house helping pay, and we just chose that we are going to embrace you because you are here and you are who, you know, at least until we have reason to not. But so I would say that would be number one, is literally it's that mind shift of, oh, we are going to love them because our child loves them.
Yeah.
And so here's the thing. You have a choice when your child gets into a relationship. And the choice comes, how do I say it? I mean, you can choose to stay in relationship with your child, or you can choose to have barriers.
Yeah.
And those may happen. Again, I'm not speaking for people that really have situations where, you know, that's a lot more difficult. But even in a situation where the person is not who you know, thought or wanted,
yeah.
you're gonna be faced with a choice of either being involved in your grown child's life and so forth, or because guess what? A, you're going to make it really hard on your child, especially if you have a good relationship with them.
Yeah.
But B, you know, they're going to choose that other person.
Right.
At least for a while.
Well, and that's how God designed it.
And I mean, that, you know, exactly.
And that's hard. That's going to be, you know,
yep.
hard for yep. mamas and boys, especially because they leave, you know?
Yeah. And that is. So I think that's the number one. The other thing that I would say is just to really let go of expectations, to really let go of, and I don't know, that seems like you think, oh, well, what expectations do I have of someone my child is involved with? I don't know, but you have some, and you know, it's okay to have some. I don't mean but just let them just get to know them and let them show you who you are, find, you know, common ground, common interests, but just make them feel at home and comfortable. And that's been the biggest thing, is that who our kid, you can tell too, if your kid is really comfortable around you with that person.
Yeah.
That's a really good, usually a very good sign of like, you know, they seem comfortable, you know, we're comfortable and all that kind of stuff. So I don't know. That's what just, and you have to bite your tongue. You know, not that I'm, and I say this, my kids listen. Avery's so funny. She's like, she listens on her drives back here to St. Louis, or she'll get caught up. She's like, it's great, 'cause I get caught up on everything that what's going on in your life, Mom. but you know, it's not that there's, I don't, it's really just more of a whole of them growing up. This isn't even just when they're in a relationship. You're in this, you're having this as they grow up, you release, especially I find it with Hudson. I'm really with the youngest, it's a little more challenging. And it's 'cause he's still here and you know, but yeah, it's just like, I don't need to say everything that comes into my head.
Yeah.
And that's not bad. That's not, I don't want to be like, withhold what you're feeling, like don't share with them. I don't want to say don't share with them, but you share with them differently. We share with them a lot more about what's going on in our lives and emotions and what is happening in our thoughts and how it feels to have a kid growing. Oh, and this is the, you know, than we do about anything about their life. If they don't ask you, and that's hard. But if they're not asking for, and it depends on what it is, like, you know, I'm going to tell Avery, I think the painting would look good over here, but you know, guess what? She can put it wherever she wants. Those are the things that it's fun. It's fun because we enjoy talking about stuff, but it's not, there's no pressure of, just don't put pressure. Yeah. And that's hard. I'm sure I probably do.
It's funny that you said that about the youngest one, because it, you know, John Garrett's 21 years old. And that blows my mind. But it's not just me that has a hard time with that. It's Caleb, too.
Mm.
Caleb tries, you know, Caleb's kind of always been my brother's keeper.
Interesting. Yeah.
And okay. So I do see that, you know, and then we sit back sometimes and go, wait, what? He's 21. Mm-hmm. He can do, you know, it's funny.
That is funny.
It's the youngest one.
But. Yeah. That is funny. That's very interesting. And my kids have definitely, I think they've just gotten closer as they've gotten older. Yeah. They do like to talk to each other. They like to get advice from each other. They all have different areas that they, you know, excel in or whatever. So they go to each other, which is, I think, that's the feeling I get. Tell me if I'm wrong, kids. We never talk. We hate each other. No, but you know, I can tell that they have a respect. They like each other, but they also then have a respect of like, if one of them, like they go to Thatcher, Thatcher's like our financial advisor for like our whole family.
Yeah.
So, but he's had them open Roth IRA. Like he's talked them through that. He, you know, and each of them have had things that they've, you know, been able to share. So that becomes really good because as they do become adults, they kind of go to each other, I think, for that parenting. Yeah. I'll use that word, you know, loosely, but, you know, because it is different from kind of a peer, you know, relationship. So it's wild, y'all. It's wild. It is wild. So just hang on.
That's a good word. It's a good word, though. That's a good word.
Thank you. Thank you for putting me on the spot. I appreciate
choosing.
You.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Oh, okay. Well, do you have, what time is it? Are we doing it? Yeah. Is it time for your recipe or did you have anything else you needed to share about your life?
No, we can save it for next week.
Okay.
So let's move on to the recipe. So as you know, college baseball is in just crazy town right now. I mean, all the regionals, super regionals, games going to 13 innings. I mean, it's been, you know, just a whirlwind.
Mm.
But I think they have all lined up now of who's going to Omaha. Mm-hmm. And Tennessee is one of the teams who is mm-hmm. going to Omaha.
Yes, I saw that.
There is a family here, the Lay family, who our precious Miss Jane Lay is a second mother to me. She's uh-huh. always been there, you know. And as a, she had four boys, and they were all, I was the baby of the whole bunch. They lived next door to us for a while. And I've always said, well, there was one year that I threatened to kill Ron. And I went on Facebook and said, who's going to help me hide the body? Boy, I had more responses than any other post I've ever read. A lot of people begging me not to kill him. But then the lay boys all came in and they had my back, you know, and I finally ride at dawn.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So, but anyway, Miss Jane has a recipe. This is her recipe called Tennessee Sin.
Ooh.
And it is, I mean, it's a good ball game watching, you know, a little finger food appetizer kind of thing.
Okay.
So what you were going to do is you get a loaf of French bread, unsliced. You want the whole thing. Okay. And you're going to cut the top off of it and kind of hollow it out.
Mm.
You want about a 1-inch shell, but it's going to look like a boat, like a canoe.
Oh, okay. Okay. There. Okay. You make a French bread canoe. All right.
Right. And all then right. Go ahead and cut up your pieces into about 1-inch cubes or something because you're going to use those to dip.
Oh, use the filling. Okay. Cut out the bread. Okay.
Right. And then you're going to bake it at 350 for about 12 minutes just until it's a little toasty.
Okay.
Then you need to beat a 8-ounce cream cheese, 8 ounces of sour cream, 2 cups of cheddar cheese, shredded
mm-hmm.
cheddar,
mm-hmm.
half a cup of chopped ham, half a cup of chopped green onions, ooh. A third cup of green bell pepper, a fourth of a teaspoon of Worcestershire sauce, or as Caleb calls it, wash your sister sauce.
Wash your sister sauce? That sounds terrible. Okay.
And then you are going to spoon all that back into the bread shell. Mm. Wrap it all in aluminum foil and put it on a baking sheet. Bake it at 350 for 30 minutes. And then when it comes out, sprinkle it with paprika. And you can cut it. You can slice it into, you know, just finger size shapes.
Beep. Whoa, that was a close one.
I couldn't get my word out.
Finger you almost got a word
size
out.
Shapes. Or pieces. You can use those cubes and you can either use those as, you know, just make them for croutons or you can use them to dip them. And that is called Tennessee Sin.
That sounds
by Miss Jane Lay.
That sounds real good. And it's kind of the shape of a baseball bat when you start out.
It is.
It's like a baseball
actually,
bat.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, you know?
Uh-huh. And I you love could probably that. Even manipulate it to be even more so.
You probably could. You could really shape it, and squish it. Oh, I love that. That sounds really good. I love that.
There's an Omaha appetizer right there.
That an Omaha appetizer.
Hey, as you cheer for Tennessee.
I know, because state didn't. I know. I'm really bummed. I'm bummed that they didn't make it.
Yeah.
But
yeah, me too.
It is what it is.
But Tennessee's my secondary and used to be my primary. So
okay. Well, A&M has made it, and they are kind of my one of my secondaries. So I'm
like A&M too.
I'm thrilled. Yeah. So, that'll be good to. Hey, I have a bonus recipe that you just made me think of. That first of all, I wanted to share because I forgot I posted it. I made that blueberry trifle that
oh,
you
it was
put
so
up.
Pretty.
Listen. You guys, listen. So I had a little birthday. It's Thatcher's birthday coming up this next week. So when he was home, and so I actually cooked. I was like, oh my gosh, I have to cook. What's going on? I don't know if I remember how. Anyway, he had wanted like I said the other day, he wanted like Buddha bowl kind of idea. So I made this kind of yummy chickpea roasted cauliflower couscous thing and chicken and whatever kind of thing. And then for dessert, we did the trifle, and you guys, it's so good. And it's not hard. I made it the day before, so it could just sit. Mm-hmm. But it was so good. So if you don't know, go back to that recipe. If you just go to our website, you can, designercornbreadpodcast.com. And then you just click search on the search bar, and you just put blueberry trifle, and it'll take you to it. And
you can even just type blueberry, and it'll pop up.
I don't know the pie. Oh, yeah, that and the pie will pop up. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
But anyway, with that, though, I got a little recipe off of the Instagram for they're called I can't say that word very well. Focaccia bread bites. Okay. Focaccia bites. And Avery had seen it too. And so she was real excited because I was like, oh, let's make these. You guys, it has two ingredients. I mean, and then there's a little bit on the top. So what you do is you take a cup of plain Greek yogurt and a cup of self-rising flour. So if you want to double it, so 1-to-1. So 2 cups and 2 cups, I think we doubled it. And you just mix them together. And that's your bread. And then you take a muffin tin and I just put olive oil down in there, but you grease the tins and you put little blobs of that dough into each of the tins. Not a ton, like you don't fill it up. You don't want like, because it's focaccia. So you know, less than halfway.
It's a traditional flat bread.
Thank you. Kind of a flat bread with seasonings on top. And so you just put a little bit kind of blob in there. Then you just drizzle some olive oil on the top and then you poke it down with your fingers. Okay. Cause focaccia, that's how you do it on the big focaccia is you put olive oil on top and then you just kind of poke it down, make these little.
Yeah. It's a bumpy, if you look at it. Yeah. It's a bumpy kind of bread.
It's like a bumpy little thing. Yeah. And so you just do that in the muffin tins. You just put the little olive oil and then you kind of just, poke it down in there. And then we did sea salt and fresh pepper and some rosemary on top. You cook that for about 15 to 20 minutes at 350. And they were delicious bites that with the other dish and you can put whatever you want on top. Now we ended up putting butter, but it would have been like when we served them with butter. But, if I had thought ahead, I would have done olive oil with herbs, how you dip and scoop that.
Yes.
Yeah. It was so good. And I told Hudson, I'm like, dude, this was two ingredients.
Yeah.
Like it's plain yogurt, Greek yogurt, and you could taste, that's the thing. You can taste the Greek yogurt, like the almost a sourdoughy, tart, tangy. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I just thought I'd share. I may post it on, I might do it on just the social medias, but we're not going to put that up on our website or anything like that. But basically that was it. You guys, it was a bonus recipe.
Bonus.
It's my turn for top three, isn't it?
Top three.
Are we doing that? Or are we doing the whole summer? Are
we did that last week. Did you
I thought we were doing. No, go ahead. I will save mine.
No.
No, let me save mine for next week. You
dare
do
you
the top three. I thought we were, this was going to be like a whole summer series.
Oh,
thought,
no, you were
going to run out of stuff.
No, no, you were really ambitious. No, that was just like for last week. I just thought it was the start of summer.
Okay.
Okay. We communicate very well. Okay. Then for my top three this week, I have the number one thing that I have on the list is an update, actually kind of ties into our summer essentials from last week. If you didn't listen, go back and listen. We just each listed off about five things that were like the beginning of summer, you know, here's what I need, here's what you need to have. Anyway, one of those things that I had on there was, I think I put tinted lip balms, right? But like tinted lip balm, lip, you know, gloss, whatever. So I found what I've really been searching for is a lip gloss with a wand, you know, in a tube with SPF. Okay. Cause you do forget about your lips. And anyway, it's just nice if you're out and about, it's nice to have it. And it is not easy to find. There's lots of stick ones, you know, tube, I don't know the right words, tube, bullet kind of style. But I really kind of wanted a gloss, just a sort of a sheer whatever, but that way it's not melting in my bag. It's not melting in the car, whatever like that. Well, guess what I found yesterday?
Found it.
Elf.
On a shelf.
Elf. It was on a shelf, as a matter of fact. Elf has just come out. This is brand new. So go get it, because you know how stuff like, it seems like they it comes out and then it's just gone. This is Elf Sun Boss Gloss. And I will, we will definitely link to it. Sun, it, you can get it on Elf. I'm sure you can get it on Amazon or whatever. I don't know about store. Like I found it at Ulta. You know, it's just kind of hit or miss. So I don't know that the drugstores, whatever, just order it. It's the Elf Sun Boss Gloss, SPF 25. It's a gloss. It is $7, you guys. It's $7. Like I know, like if you have been shopping for anything lately, you know that that's a good deal. It comes in five colors. So it is a color. It's a tinted thing. And the colors are, it says on there on the, or whatever I saw, like buildable. So yeah, you could, the colors are great. It feels amazing. I, of course, got three colors immediately. I'm like, yep, that. Because that's how Holly do. And then like, I try one of them to see if I like the formula, you know what I mean? Because if I hated the formula, I would have just probably taken them back and been like, forget it. But if I think I'm going to like it, so I got three colors, but anyway, but it feels really good. That's the other thing too. I don't want the thin, I don't know. You know, everyone has their things. They're like, I don't like a thin, slippery, oily feeling for like to put on for the day. It's fine. Maybe at night or, you know, whatever, but, I want something that like, you can feel it. It sort of stays on. I'll use the word sticky, but you know, it's a little bit sticky, but not like bad sticky. Anyway, this is it, you guys. And I could not be happier. So go get it. You guys just go get it. It's the Sun Boss Elf SPF 25 lip gloss. Go get it. Number two is, just a generic, I don't have a specific one because I've had mine for forever. So you guys are just going to have to go to find it. But I'm sure like Walmart and everywhere has it. It's just those water dispensers that has an infuser in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
So it's got like that little plastic piece that has the holes. So you can put down in there your citrus. You can put, I like to do cucumber or cucumber mint. And it's great because, and then it has a dispenser at the bottom. So you can just mix up this big, infuse this kind of big thing of water and drink on it throughout the day. And
lavender is also good in that.
Yes. Just stems of lavender down in the, cause it has that infuser thing. So like the little pieces don't get out and into the water. So that's really nice with the dispenser and it's really pretty and we're supposed to be drinking more water. And you know, plain water can be hard. And this is, like I said, it's just really pretty and fun to do. So just get you a water dispenser and then you can kind of go, I can drink now. Have I done it? Have I drunk through the whole thing in a day? No, I have a kind of a big one. So I would be in the bathroom all day long. But get you one of those and infuse some little whatever you like in your water. That will be fun. Then the last thing I have, I've been waiting a few weeks to put this on the list because I wanted to make sure that I liked them, is a it's an organic cold brew coffee that you can order. It's from Wandering Bear, which is the cutest name. Who doesn't want
that
Wandering?
Is cute. Yeah.
The Wandering Bear, and it's got a bear on the box. So they come in those dispenser boxes, like your wine in a box, only this is cold brew. So it has the little dispenser at the bottom, which those work really, really well. Mm-hmm. And so I just saw it online and I went ahead and ordered some. They have several different flavors. So it's a really strong, good cold brew, which is good because then if you want to add milk or you want to put a cold foam on it, my kids all love it over ice. Like Hudson loves it. He'll put ice and then he'll throw some half and half in there. And it is run, it runs, they have a, you can get two boxes for $69.98, which, you know, that sounds expensive and it's not cheap, but the boxes are 96 ounces each. So, you know, again, if you're looking at going and getting this at a coffee shop
every day,
this is very economical. And it's really good. So I've tried three flavors. I tried their toasted coconut. And their cinnamon, which I really liked.
Yeah.
And then their dirty vanilla chai, which is really good. So I've tried three flavors and they're very good. And like I said, Hudson loves to just go in there and take it. It's going to be a rough adjustment for that child when he moves to Chattanooga with your boy.
Yeah.
Can I just say it's going to be, I don't know what they're going to do. He ain't going to have no wandering bear
Caleb,
in the fridge.
Caleb will have him on a budget real quick.
I love it. Caleb is in charge. So Godspeed. Anyway, so those are my three things that I just been loving this week. So, you know, go get you some gloss. Go get you some cold brew. Drink some cucumber water. I don't know.
Awesome. I just buy them a washing machine.
Did you really? Oh, you're
I
a good
did.
Mom.
Well, Lowe's had them on sale.
Oh, nice.
And we have a 30-day return policy.
Oh, okay.
So,
so if they don't need it or something happens,
they don't
you can
need
take it
back. We can take it back.
Oh,
while it was on sale. And he said Hudson has a dryer. I hope that's
We do. Okay. We do. We do. Okay. Yeah, we have a dryer. See, this is, you guys, here's an example. A few months ago, I was looking at houses. I was searching down there. And then in this last little bit, I've just decided they don't need me to do that.
They kind of do. We're having a hard time. We're having a hard time finding a house. Anybody that has a house for rent in Chattanooga.
You just ruined my whole like letting go moment. You stuck rocks.
Well,
I mean, but here's the thing. I'm like, then they can ask me.
Yeah.
Well, they're grown.
Hudson, go ask your mother to.
He won't. Because here's what's going to happen. Here's what's going to happen is Tim and I were talking the other day and we were laughing about it because we're like, because he said, oh, we've applied to a couple places and da-da, and we're like, oh, I mean, he's not shared he's not told us a thing. I mean, I hardly see him. He's in and out. He's a busy boy. But we were like, oh, great. You know, we're like, okay, well, just let us know. And here's what's going to happen. He's going to come home one day and be like, oh yeah, we got a house. So I'm thinking of moving in like a couple of days.
Yeah. Well, Caleb starts July 8th. And so we're down to the wire.
We're
of course, they couldn't really start until June.
They couldn't. This is when they're not behind.
This is, right.
The
right.
renters all want it for that month. So you can't, get into a place, without it being the month you're ready. No. So they're not behind in that sense. That's why me looking early too. I was like, there's no point because until it's go time.
Yeah. Caleb said they have a fallback of an apartment, but.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
I don't know.
You know more than I do. I'm telling you right now.
Well,
we're
involved.
Get...
So here's the thing. I mean, you have it. These applications process stuff in the cities are crazy. It's not like you just, go call Joe and say, hey, Joe, we'd like to look at renting your house. And here's what our situation.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like you've got each one of them has to pay.
Meet a certain requirement.
They got to pay like a $75 fee just to see if they'll even let them rent the apartment.
That's stupid.
And I'm like, that's stupid.
That's a ripoff, you guys.
Yep.
Come on.
Yep. So
especially for young people that are just starting off and they're having to apply to a bunch of places.
Like,
come on.
They want a credit check and I'm going, He has no career. What are you talking about? He's not even, he's fresh out of college.
I know.
He's about to get a good job with a engineering company. But he has no history.
Yeah. They may end up needing to do an apartment. Just because I feel like that's a little less, you know, people that have a home, that's a little more of a risk for them to take. You know, but seriously, that's the thing. I've been like, well, I guess he'll let us know.
Yeah.
And I guess you know more than I do. So I'll talk to you.
I don't know. I'm just like, guys, let's get moving.
Well, that's the thing too. See, here's the thing. And my child knows this. See, I am very I don't know how to say it. I'm good with time management. I'm not always. I'm not trying to be like, I'm always perfect. No, I don't. I'm not always perfect. But like, I know how long stuff takes. Also, personality wise, I'll just say this. I do not like last minute pressure. Yeah. I don't like it. Yeah. I don't operate well under it. I don't do well. So I arrange everything in my life and have for those around me as I've been raising when they were little people to alleviate a lot of last minute crazy, you know, all that. Yeah. Not everyone in my household, it operates the same way. But it's like the last minuteness of stuff, you know, again, it's like your urgent doesn't become my urgent. You know what I mean? Like we're totally willing. We're all in. Like we will do whatever it is, obviously. But there comes a time when your kids are grown where you're like, if you want it, then you need to initiate either coming to us for help, coming to us with the question, and all that stuff, and we'll be on board. But we're not gonna push and push and push from behind or drag you along. Mama ain't doing that no more. There's your word of wisdom, people. They're like,
no, that, but you know nobody what I'm asked for. Okay,
nobody asked for that, but you got it anyway. No, but you almost know what I'm saying. We pull and pull and pull. I've pulled these kids for 20. You know, as you should when they're young. They don't know what they're. You know,
right.
And you get to a point where you're like, well, it's not my race. Yeah. You know, I'm here to help, but very much here to help, and we will. So it'll be a good time. I'm believing they'll get something. So, but I am more than happy to get on there and do some more. I know Avery's keeping her eyes open too. So she'll
good.
Yeah. She's definitely keeping her eyes open. So something's going to break open.
Something's going to come through.
Praise is going to break open all over this place. Okay. We need some Tasha Combs.
Praise on it.
Put a praise on it.
I know. That's right. Praise on it.
Okay. All right. Y'all are done with us. We're done with you. So we're just done.
See ya, corn dip.
Bye, cornbread.
You want me to sing again?
I don't know why you do that.
No
sound.
It's I don't know. Because you love it. You secretly love it. You dream about it at night.
Why am I? Why am I not at the pool with you today? I've been trying to find a time to escape down there. I really have. I've been like, I just need to escape, but I can't. I've got dentists. I've got things to do with people. And
well, we're going to be together all of July.
I know. That's what I'm counting on.